Vivek Ramaswamy, Donald Trump indictment an affront to every citizen. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on June 8, 2023. Republican presidential hopeful Vivek Ramaswamy said news of former President Donald Trump's federal indictment is an affront to every citizen and pledged to pardon Trump if he reaches the White House. Ramaswamy blasted the two-tier justice system in his statement released after Trump announced his indictment. "We cannot have two tiers of justice, one for Trump on government document retention, another for Biden. One for Assange, another for Manning. One for BLM/Antifa, another for peaceful protesters on January 6," Ramaswamy said. Ramaswamy also criticized the FBI for its attempt to infiltrate Trump's 2016 campaign as revealed in special counsel John Durham's report on the origins of the FBI's investigation into Trump's alleged collusion with Russia. "I never thought we would see the day when the U.S. president deputizes the DOJ to arrest his lead rival in the middle of an election," Ramaswamy said. Obama shamefully tried to deputize the FBI to infiltrate Trump's 2016 campaign. "But they're leaving nothing to chance this time around. The federal police state is outright arresting Trump." Ramaswamy said the country cannot devolve into a banana republic and said the U.S. Department of Justice is hypocritical for prosecuting Trump, but not President Joe Biden. "This is an affront to every citizen. We cannot devolve into a banana republic where the party in power uses police force to arrest its political opponents," Ramaswamy added. "It's hypocritical for the DOJ to selectively prosecute Trump but not Biden." There are also serious legal questions about the president's power to declassify documents and the potential illegality of the overclassification of federal documents in the first place, Ramaswamy said. "That's for the courts to decide, but we the people decide who governs this nation." Ramaswamy then committed to pardoning Trump if he wins the 2024 presidential election. "It would be much easier for me to win this election if Trump weren't in the race. But I stand for principles over politics," Ramaswamy concluded. "I commit to pardon Trump promptly on January 20, 2025 and to restore the rule of law in our country." Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.